update on a practice facility?
I think we've got a great plan, and we're going to be sharing that. We've been talking to, obviously, the city council and the mayor to give them a sneak preview, but, you know, I'm hoping we'll get that out pretty soon.
Would it be closer to the stadium site?
It's going to be closer, and we're looking at on the south end where the original practice facility used to be.
Best case, would it be done in time for our next training camp?
That's exactly what we're shooting for. I think this year we've been impacted, obviously, by the weather, and so I'd like very much for it to be done by next year, yeah.
Is there any update on the London agreement going forward?
I think, you know, nothing definitive, but I'm optimistic, obviously, that, you know, we'll have a renewal on that, and, you know, it'll go for a long time.
It's been reported 14 years. Is that a number that sounds good to you?
I think, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, we would like it to be long-term, like 2030. Okay. So it's been probably the number one element in stabilizing, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hard to believe it's over, I think, the four-year deal now. But I think it's a critical part of our franchise to be able to play games there, get the recognition, build the fan base, and get sponsors.
Why does that long-term agreement make sense as opposed to another five-year agreement?
Because we have, you know, invested here. We want to invest, obviously, you know, in London. And we want to have a longer horizon to be able to do that.
Would you be? Do you want to be the only game played at Wembley?
I'm not sure. There are many scenarios. I would expect there'll be multiple venues, but you know, our goal, our desire is to play only at Wembley.
Only London shot.
For us, Sam, London and Jacksonville is a great, almost a marriage made in heaven for us. I would expect, you know, the NFL and maybe looking at other, you know, areas, other markets to develop. You know, we want to have a focus, and Jacksonville supplemented with London is our focus.
Does the NFL want that long of a commitment from somebody, or are you guys just coming together to maybe get that long?
I think it's really, you know, it isn't who wants what. I think we're looking for what makes the most sense for the league and what makes most sense for us at a club.
Is there any chance next year you guys play a road game and a home game, back-to-back, something like that?
I expect us to play one game next year. I mean, that's my expectation. Obviously, something changes, but that's what we're planning on.
What about the competitive disadvantage? Once you're a contender, what about the competitive disadvantage about giving up a home game every year? One game can make a difference.
Well, Vito, I think it can be a competitive advantage, okay? I mean, we've been there 3 years, going on fourth year. When you get there, how you prepare, what you do, I mean, we're going to be playing another game, another team there also, okay? They've gone through the same elements. So I think that's, frankly, way overhyped, and it's just a different venue with a longer plane ride.
How frustrated has it that the club seat project hasn't gained any traction with the state legislature?
Well, I think, you know, our goal is to, you know, keep moving forward. And I think you know, we're working with the city. I mean, this is a public stadium, and we count on, obviously, the city and the state playing a responsible role.
Will you present another plan to the state in 2016?
I think we will be working with the state. I think all the professional teams have been working, you know, collectively with the state to do the right thing.
Is there any update on the shipyards?
I think on the shipyards, it's a process that's moving. And obviously a little bit slower. I mean, we would like very much for that to kind of, gather momentum. I think it's vital for Jacksonville. It could be a definitive development, and for all the reasons that have been elaborated on earlier.
So. Have the new guys in charge been very supportive of that so far?
I think, Lenny has been very supportive. I think the city council is supportive. It's got to go through a process.
So. How encouraged are you by the play of Blake Bortles here in the preseason?
I think very much so. I think if you're a Jaguars fan, I think, the light went on for everybody that, okay, you know, now that's probably the most important thing a team would have, quarterback play, and, you know, we see something that can sustain us.
There was a report out of San Diego yesterday about
possible meeting with some stadium people and Jaguar representatives. I just want, I don't know if you could just address that.
You know, I'm not addressing every rumor. You guys know, you know, more than I would. But I think, you know, what I want to be addressing is something I said here a little over 3 years ago. That, you know, we're going to be doing everything to help stabilize the franchise. And over the last 3.5 years, we've done that. It is a public-private partnership. I think I talked about London really even before I was approved. So that's worked out to be everything we hope for and more. And, you know, that's our vision moving forward.
John, obviously the shipyards had a practice facility, indoor practice facility. Yeah. Why this right now, even with the shipyard still on the horizon?
Well, because I'm not sure when shipyards will be done. It's not a timetable we control. And just like we don't control the weather. So to me, what's really important is we focus on things we do control. The Amendment 13 that was done to the lease, you know, gives us certain rights and privileges with the city where we can. So, you know, we're going to use that along with, you know, city really working with the city to do a development on the south side of the stadium. And then whenever the shipyard is done or downtown Jacksonville, there's an opportunity. I mean, you know, we want to participate to help the city. Somebody else wants to do it, that's great too.
So this would mostly be your money on the south project?
I think here it will be mostly our money.
So you don't have to go through a lot of red tape to do
it? I think hopefully minimal amount of red tape. You still have zoning maps,
sure.
You know, and you still have other issues, but I think when we, you know, unveil it, there's more to it than you know, just the practice facility. I think there'll be other components to it. They'll make this more of a destination. And, you know, I mean, our goal is the home games we have, 7+2, I mean, we want them to be like a weekend where we can regionally attract people who are going to come to the city. So there would be, you know, other events. How do we do them and really raise the bar where it'd be a destination?
What makes you optimistic about this season?
I think many different aspects that I think, obviously, you know, just Blake, I think, you know, his development, that would be right up there. I think the offensive line, I think we saw that. That was a weakness for us last year. You know, we've got great talent in coaching as well as, you know, now on the field. So I think that gelling, you know, certainly gives me hope.
Sean, is there any thought among the owners about the continuing talk about changing the preseason, or is that not discussed?
You know, Sam, I mean, it's all, everything is discussed, you know. So, and there are, you know, people have different viewpoints. I mean, for me, I think what we have here is working. So I think there would have to be something really compelling to change from the 4-16, you know, regular season game.
Entering year three, how do you evaluate Gus and Dave moving forward?
Well, I think you evaluate, are we better than we were 2 years ago? And I think unquestionably we're better than we were 2 years ago. And, I mean, you know, they're great people, hardworking people, and, you know, they're doing everything they can to help move the team forward.
John Mara has said this summer that it's long past time for Deflategate to be over because it's overshadowing the game. Do you agree?
Well, I think, you know, we want to move on to football. Football time is here, and, you know, I'm hoping the clarity we'll have from Judge, you know, they'll put the stuff behind us, and, you know, we move on to football. So.
Did you say that 5 games in London by the NFL a year is enough?
Well, I think that's what, again, it's, you know, it's my guess that I think that's probably what they'll end up with. You know, looking at the market, I mean, we spent obviously 3 years, you know, just studying it. So that's my best guess.
I mean, have you talked to some people in the league about 5, or is that just your assessment?
I think it's pretty much my assessment, but I think most people agree with that. Mm-hmm. That I think that's what probably build to. So
what's your target budget for the indoor facility?
It's a little too early. I think we're working on that right now. And I'd rather just wait maybe a couple of weeks. I think we'll have it, and then, you know, we can kind of share that with you with some kind of precision.
Okay. Thanks, John.
So the idea of playing eight a year in London, the whole league, that's not feasible.
I think, you know, right now I think that would be, that's probably on the horizon would be. I mean, for us it's one, but...
Mm-hmm. I mean, the league is five. Yeah,
that's my best guess.
Georgia just built a huge... University of Georgia has spent $30 million. Is that ballpark or even maybe more?
Oh, you're talking about practice?
Practice facility, yeah.
I think it's probably ballpark.
Ballpark, 30? Yeah.
I think to do it really the right way.
Right.
And, you know, and there's all kinds of technical stuff with 3D visioning and things like that you want to have. I think we want to have the most up-to-date technology as well as, you know, weather you can have. It's probably in the ballpark.
Shot, how'd the boat work out in year one?
Boat?
Was
fabulous. Fabulous. As
everything you wanted it to be.
Yeah, it's been so good that I'm kind of missing it. It's not here. Okay, so Sam. So
will it make it here?
It'll be here. I'm hoping first week of October. First week of October, and you know, we'll maybe next time we have the pleasure of seeing all of you guys and ladies. We'll probably do it on the boat. Okay. So everybody in their bathing suit. Okay. So.